On the cover of her new CD, Laura St. John appears with her violin. She appears to be naked behind the violin. Her hair is down on her bare shoulders, her face lit perhaps by sunlight through Venetian blinds. Laura St. John is a Canadian-born, thoroughly accomplished soloist who's performed with the Cleveland Orchestra, the Hungarian Philharmonic. She is 25 years old, was 24 when the photograph was taken. She looks much younger. Some say she looks 15. And the word jailbait has been used to describe the photograph. Miss St. John says simply, it's a recording of Bach for solo violin. The photograph is appropriately simple.
It doesn't strike me as anything particularly sexy or revealing or even sensual. I mean, that's going too far, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think of it like that at all. I was, frankly, very surprised when all this stuff started to happen. And it was a complete photo shoot. I mean, we did a lot of other stuff, too. But it just so happened that this was the one that everyone liked so much, and they decided to use it. And I did not veto it in the end.
Didn't veto it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have any misgivings? Did you say, well, why should I have to take my clothes off to do a CD cover? I'm a very serious musician.
It was at the end of the photo shoot, and I was just sort of having fun. I mean, whether or not my clothes are off in that photo is something I think that only I know, and the photographer. You can't tell. So it's not really obvious.
But to the viewer, you don't have any clothes on, let's say.
It would appear so, yeah.
Okay, but at that point, did you say to yourself, why should I have to take off my clothes to sell classical music?
Well, I mean, I wasn't thinking that way. And it wasn't to sell the CD. It was to do something unusual and perhaps break down some of this elitism stigma that is inherent in classical music today. And perhaps demystify to become more innovative and to make things more interesting and less highbrow.
Mm-hmm. You wrote to the editor of the Edmonton Journal.
Yes, I did.
In Canada, the use of this photograph was not entirely my choice, but I did choose not to veto it. Mm-hmm. What is classical music if not the epitome of sensuality, passion, and understated erotica that popular music, even with all of its energy and life, cannot even begin to touch? So you're in a way saying classical music is indeed a sensuous thing.
Sensuous thing, yes, and sensual perhaps, although I was not trying to go anywhere near sex or pornography with this cover. And even sensuous, I mean, okay, I might say admit that for the cover, but anything more than that is way off the mark, I would say.
He had criticized the cover?
Well, he didn't criticize it. He wrote a commentary about it. He didn't mention the music at all.
What is the connection in your mind between the music on the CD and the cover art?
Well, Bach is Bach. Anything on a cover would probably be wrong. I mean, it can't be described, or it can't be, you know, to me at least, put into visual. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what would be right for a cover? A picture of a brook or something like that? That's a tough question.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to this idea in your note about the understated erotica. Do you find Bach's music to be erotic?
Not erotic per se, but extremely passionate. I mean, the guy had real red blood in his veins, for sure. And I think that can be heard through everything he wrote. And in particular, these two really superb works. I mean, the Chaconne is pathos and passion and you know, all of the above. I mean, the guy had 20 kids.
I wonder if you ever think when you're performing Bach, that if you ever try to imagine what was in his mind at that moment when he was writing the Chaconne or any other part of his music.
That is, I guess, the reason that that we play music. To get into the composer's mind at that time, and especially these things. I mean, they're so personal from him. It's for one instrument that's not even a large instrument. I mean, he wrote these huge, massive, statuesque pieces of music for a little box with like four gut strings on it. It doesn't make sense, and yet I think for him it was a very special thing because, I mean, why else would he do that? I think it was a big challenge for him, and he got very inspired.
Thank you. In the liner notes, you have a quotation from Johannes Brahms about the Chaconne. If I imagine that I could have created, that I could have created, even conceived the piece, I am quite certain that the excess of excitement and earth-shattering experience would have driven me out of my mind. Do you find the music to be that intense when you're playing?
Yes, with the large movements in particular, I tend to go into a kind of strange state, almost a trance-like state, and working before the recording session, you know, there were days where I would wake up in D minor and things like that. It really gets inside your brain, and it's intense is just really the only word I can come up with right at the moment.
Do you think, Miss St. John, 20 years from now, you'll walk into a record, whatever they have, 20 mm-hmm. years from now, and see this CD with this photograph and look back and laugh about it? Or how do you think it will play out?
Well, I'm sure I'll look back and laugh in memory of all these commentaries and quite hilarious stuff that's happened. I'll probably look back, when I'm 40 or something and say, wow, that was cool.
Laura St. John talking with us from New York about her recording of Bach works for solo violin.